He spends this about 6 or 7 or 8 chapters just instructing this great king, who was so much engrossed in performing the karma kanda process of the Vedas. Narada Muni comes and gives about 6 or 7 chapters with the analogy of Parinjana, analogy of deer, hunter, the lion, so much. Finally, he got so, by the association of the Narada Muni, he goes and performs devotion service. Even he didn't even wait for the Prachetas, or the sons who were actually doing tapasya, to come back. He even left early. Such was the power of the association of Narada Muni. And now we hear the instruction to Prachetas. This is fourth canto. And I couldn't find the reference in the fifth canto, there's a sixth canto, and I don't know if it's there. Does anyone remember? Daksha. Daksha. The whole interaction between Daksha and, Daksha had a 10,000 sons, Hariyaswas. Huh? Narada Muni comes and then he instructs them, very, very nice instruction he gives, and then they become brahmacharis. Then he had another 1,000 sons of Sagalashvas. He also said, your brothers have gone, doing this, and I said, what are you getting into this? Just forget it. Become brahmacharis. He makes them brahmacharis. Then Narada Muni gets cursed by Daksha, because now Daksha was so upset because these sons was meant to expand the creation, but instead Narada Muni makes brahmacharis. So he even gets cursed. Daksha curses him that he cannot stay in the one particular place for at the time of 3 days or so. I heard 3 days or so. I heard 45 minutes or so. Even I heard that the time of the how much time it takes to build the cow that long, that much. Yeah, so it was Narada Muni. So Narada Muni is a blessing for Narada Muni, because now he's not like, he cannot stay in one place for long. He can constantly just go and preach. That's what he does. Then in the sixth canto also we have another, so we have Daksha, and the interaction between Chitraketu. Chitraketu was a great king, and he had thousands of wives, but he couldn't have a son. By the grace of Narada Muni, this king was so adamant that he wanted to have a son, so that means he can have a son. A son will be Hastasoka. He'll give you joy, he'll also give you pain. But in the ecstatic, he was desperately wanted to have a son. And he received a son. But he didn't really pay attention about Asoka, a son. After, when the son was born, all this, the co-wives actually plotted and killed the son by poisoning. And then Narada Muni comes back again, instructs the Chitraketu, even revives the son to give the king instruction. And the son, when the dead son was revived, son asked, they were so jubilant that because now the son is revived. And then when the son revived, he said, oh, my dear son, Chitraketu was telling, son. And then the son says, what son? Which father are you? Which parents are you? Because the living entity is having millions and millions of parents. Because they have to take continuous cycle, birth. Takes birth. Has one type of parents, dies, gets another parents. So he's saying, which parents are you? So the whole instruction of the seventh canto. Now we read this again. Prahlad Maharaj. In the seventh canto. This, the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj is being described to Yudhishthira Maharaj in the seventh canto. So instructing like that in the 10th canto also Narada is there with the whole pastimes of cursing Nala Kubera and Manipiva. He also visits Dwarka. Lord Krishna, when he goes to Dwarka, he Lord Krishna is married to 16,108 wives. And Krishna was able to expand into each palaces. So he is seeing different activities of Krishna in different with the different deals with the different queens in a palace. So he saw the opulence of Lord Krishna. In the 11th canto, Narada Muni is there instructing who? Vasudeva. Vasudeva, Lord Krishna and Vasudeva, everybody who came, they came to Kurukshetra or in Dwarka or something. I think it's in Dwarka. They performed a great sacrifice. So Narada Muni was one of the guests. Along with the other sages came. And Narada Muni gives this instruction to Vasudeva, father of Guru Krishna, Vasudeva. He relates the whole the conversation between Maharaj Nini and Navi Yogindras. Very instructive, very nice. So the Srimad Bhagavata is the highest scripture, and we see how the role of Narada Muni is very highly emphasized in the Srimad Bhagavata. What is it that Narada Muni is doing? Narada Muni is doing giving us the Krishna Bhakti. That is the Narada Muni's as we hear time and time again, the association, even Sri Prabhupada mentioned about the one has to hear the glories of the benefit of hearing the glories of the Supreme or the glories of Krishna from the pure devotee is an extraordinary. So to see again time and again Narada Muni is giving message from the Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada calls Narada Muni a transcendental spaceman. Isn't it? Yeah. Narada Muni is the personality amongst very few, amongst the few, have this access. Access to what? Access to travel between the planetary system. Both material and spiritual. I can't recall many others have that access. Even Lord Brahma, I don't think so. He has gone, or he is able to go to spiritual world. When Lord Brahma is put in the place to create, he was given the vision, but he hasn't gone to Goloka or sorry, Vaikuntha. But Narada Muni has that access. He's able to travel between the planetary system. He's able to preach the glories of Krishna Bhakti throughout the planet, upper lower middle. So Prabhupada gives a eternal transcendental spaceman. Now, it's very nice, on the third canto, chapter 5, text 3, Vidura gives a vision why these great personalities take trouble to travel and what is the reason? He says, this is in the text 5, he says, this is now conversation between Maitreya and Nara, Vidura and Maitreya Muni. My Lord, great philanthropic souls, these great souls, travel on the earth on behalf of Supreme Personality Godhead to show compassion. That is the reason why these great personalities take so much trouble traveling between the planet, between the universe, throughout the universe. Why? Because anugrahayena charanti nunam. This is because of the great compassion they have for the fallen souls who are averse to the sense of subordination. Because of their compassion. Why does Srila Prabhupada make this great endeavor, so difficult endeavor to go to America? Why? Because of compassion.
Distribute holy name.
Yes, distribute the holy name. But was it easy? Was it easy journey? Traveling all the way from Calcutta to Boston. But 36, 38 days? How long was the voyage? Around 35, 36 days of voyage in the sea. 70 years old, physically. Difficult. And what is the compelling reason he wants? As Vidura says, it's compassion. That's why he's,
so fulfill order of
yes, the fulfilling the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prithivite Ate Ache, Chatanavarari Gram, Sarvatra Prachara Hoide, Morana. Prabhupada fulfill that, the prophecy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, what is the Narada Muni, the instrument Narada Muni plays? Veena. It is mentioned in the Lingam Puran that this Veena was actually gifted by Lord Krishna to Narada Muni. It's a transcendental Veena. So this, he's a he plays different kind of roles. Sometimes he goes inside the Kamsa. When just before Krishna's Lord appears, the Kamsa actually, as I said, the Akashvani or the voice from the sky is to say, eighth child of David, you will kill Kamsa, and kill me. This is Kamsa. And thus when the child was born, the birth was first birth or second birth of the sons of Devaki, he was saying, okay, it's not that. But instead, when it's instigated the whole thing, is okay, how do you know this is going to be first or last? Which if you count the finger, depends where you're counting from. Which one becomes? If it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, if you start from the small finger, this is first. You start from here, this is it. How do you know? So, he's the pastimes into a very, So, similarly, he goes to Rukmini and he describes the qualities of the Lord Krishna. And just by hearing that qualities, Rukmini gets attracted to Krishna. Narada Muni also comes as into a Krishna's pastimes. I think amongst the great personality who takes part in Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, two personalities, I remember. Lord Shiva and Lord Narada. They wanted to take part in the somewhat darshan of the Rasalila. But in Rasalila, the males are not permitted. So these two personalities, Lord Narad Muni and Lord Shiva, they even take the form of a female Muni. So they can witness the pastimes of Lord Krishna, the Rasalila especially. So Lord Shiva becomes Gopeshwar. Yeah, he takes the form of a gopi in order to take part in the Narad Muni also. Because the place next to Kushan Sarovar, there's now Kund there. That this is where they actually has given taken body of a female body to witness the great pleasure of the Rasalila of Lord Krishna. And so there's a little bit of history of Narad Muni as well. Narad Muni describes his own personal life, how he, this is the first canto, he described to Vyasadeva. Previous life, who was Narad Muni?
Son of a maid servant.
Son of a maid servant. Previous to that one?
Gandharva Loka.
Gandharva, yeah. Actually, Narad Muni is one of the Manas Putra. Because every day of Lord Brahma, the day of Lord Brahma is called Kalpa. Every day when Brahma wakes up, all these great Manas Putras, they come and they appear again. So generally, Narad Muni gives instructions, so okay, now you start propagate. It is said, I think I was doing a little research in the Desire Tree. There was information saying that Narad Muni actually didn't follow carry out this instruction to propagate or to get married and propagate. So Lord Brahma cursed him to become a Gandharva. He becomes a Gandharva for one kalpa, entire kalpa. That is the Gandharva by the name of Upaharana. So even while he was Gandharva, he was actually attracted to a female who was very handsome, very beautiful singer, a great singer, everything. So it so happens once he was in the assembly of a great personality like Prajapati's. The great senior personalities, devotees. In that assembly, what he does is he praises the ordinary demigods. Instead of praising the Supreme Lord, he praises these demigods by singing. And as it's mentioned, that he wanted to actually impress these female Gandharvas of the Apsaras. So he does that mistake. So as a result, Prajapati cursed him to become a maidservant, the son of maidservant. So he becomes, takes birth as a maidservant. So what happens in that pastime? One of the great things happens, again emphasizing the association of the devotees. What does take place when he becomes a maidservant? He gets the association by the great Vedantis, devotees. And he just, he takes the remnants, he serves them. By that association, and he gets the darshan of Krishna. And of course, Lord Vishnu tells him that he had this darshan, now meditate the rest of your life in the center of the form you have seen me in order to come back to me. And this is what attracts him. So the Narad Muni becomes a Narad Muni also takes part in the pastimes of Lord Guru Chaitanya. Yes, he comes. Do you know who he comes as? In Lord Chaitanya's pastime? Srivas. Yes, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Srivas. That's another name. In the house of Srivas, Srivas Anand, this is where Lord Chaitanya starts or inaugurates the Yuga Dharma in the house of Srivas. That is Narayani. Where Lord Chaitanya shows all his Mahaprakash Leela in the house of Srivas. And this is where they used to sit for all night and chant the holy name. So he also takes part in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. This is a big question. So, as we see how important it is the association of the Vaishnavas, what does the association of Vaishnavas do in general? It always gives the it reminds us, or we cannot forget. If we are in association with the Vaishnavas, it's hard for us to forget Krishna. Correct? It's hard. That is what it does. Association with Vaishnavas, you always remind you. Vaishnava will tell you, okay, if you are doing something wrong, they also remind you. If they are doing it well, they also encourage you. It's always there's a reminder of Krishna. Our whole goal, our life, our soul, is for us to remember Krishna. What does Vaishnava Association do? It enhances that factor. It reminds you of the Vaishnava, reminding of Krishna. As Krishna said in his Prabhupada mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, quotes the Bhagavad Gita, the verse from 18 chapters, 65, Ramanavamanatta. Krishna says, become my devotees. And in that verse, Krishna promises, always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage to me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend and devotee. So the hearing from the Vaishnava, great soul, association with the devotee, enhances our bhakti. Bhakti, as Krishna mentions, that this bhakti is our goal, should be our goal, to return back home, back to Godhead. This world, as the material world, is temporary, asaswatam, and dukkhayam. As we can see, it is temporary, also dukkhayam. We're going through this, you know, such a pandemic. Now we have all temple room, it's just empty. We can't even allow. So it's a dukkhayam, yes. Yeah, even we are in this, you know, such a difficult situation, yet we still continue our services. We just had a Janmashtami sort of Prabhupada's appearance day. It was so different. Yet, and we you know, even with the small group team of devotees, the Guru devotees, we did our whatever we could to serve. So, serving Krishna Sunasa should go on. And yeah, it was a great festival. Different, was it? Something like historically, I don't think so. Any time it is. it happens so that Janmashtami is being celebrated, you are forced to stay at home. You cannot go to the temple, you cannot come to the temple and say, any time? I don't think so. So it's different. We did. So we'd like to thank all the devotees who have helped making this Janmashtami successful. So I'd like to thank, stop here and ask any questions or comments.
There's a story of Narada Muni also. Can proceed to Srila Prabhupada.
Where's Mike?
At the London temple.
Yes, as Prabhupada was supposed to review the question for the 9 years, as Prabhupada mentioned, in the mission of the prediction of Mahaprabhu that every town and village would be chanting the holy name would take place. And actually, in fact, when Prabhupada was preaching in London, that Prabhupada was able to see these great personalities. Narada Muni came to when they were doing extra kirtan. Prabhupada could see Narada Muni, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, as they mentioned also, Lord Shiva was there as well. In fact, Prabhupada also instructed them to actually create a place, an ashram, for them to sit for next time. Right?
They have two asana on the side of the altar. It's empty. People say, what is that for? They say, they are coming.
Yes.
Narada Muni comes. And when we sing the Sandhyarati song, it's mentioned, his name, Narada Muni.
Yeah.
Like you said, Srivasana.
Correct, yes.
At the end of the song. And then there's a story. I was just listening to a devotee talking about Prabhupada in the YouTube, and Prabhupada was speaking to the devotees from the Vyasasana, and he kept looking at one corner. Prabhupada keep looking at one corner. And so Prabhupada was speaking on another Vyasasana and to the devotees, and he kept looking at one corner. And so the devotees noticed that, but they're afraid to ask him, why are you looking? It's not Prabhupada looking. Yes. So Prabhupada keep looking at one corner all the time while he's speaking.
Was it in London?
Somewhere in America.
Okay.
And so then, this particular one devotee really wanted to ask him, but they're shy to ask him why he came. So then he found a time when he can speak to Prabhupada at a particular time. So Prabhupada, he asked Prabhupada, sorry to ask you, but do you class today when you were looking at one corner all the time when you're speaking to the devotees? Is there any reason? Or Prabhupada left and he said, Narada Muni was there. and he didn't see him, but I could see him. So he was admiring me, talking to all of you. And so I kept looking at him.
Yes, it's this mission or of Harinam's mission of Sankirtan. It is, we have the blessings of such great personalities. It's just not happening by just, there's the blessings of Mahaprabhu, of course, it is there, Krishna is there, and these great personalities also take part, like Prabhupada mentioned, they come and they give us the blessings. This mission is not ordinary. Mission of Prabhupada is not ordinary. It is the fulfillment of the prayers of the old acharyas, previous acharyas, Mahaprabhu's prediction, and Lord Krishna's So we are greatly fortunate that we have such exalted Vaishnavas as our Acharyas of our Sampradaya, Narada Muni, Lord Brahma, Vyasadev, Six Goswamis, and then Prabhupada. That's, I mean, we could be proud of that. I think wonderful. Any other comments?
Oh, you mentioned about Narada Muni, like a spaceman going from one planet to another.
Because we have a lot of online viewers, that's what, because I also hear, if we always use second mic for a person, it's good that they can also hear. So
I mentioned about Narada Muni, as a spaceman is able to go from one planet to other planet. In pastime of Ambarish Maharaj, this Dhruvas Muni is also able to go to Kailas and Brahmaloka and Vishnuloka as well. So is he able to go to even spiritual world or just up to Vishnuloka?
So your question is, when Dhruvas Muni went to Vaikuntha, is he going to spiritual Vaikuntha or is he going to... Is that your question, right? The certain personalities, as I call, they have access to a spiritual world due to their siddhis, just like Bhrigu, who is also able to go to Vishnuloka. And he, you know, the whole story that when he goes to Vishnu and he kicks it, Lord Vishnu. So Bhrigu Muni also was able to go there. Another personality, as you mentioned, the Rasa Muni was able to go there. And even in just the Dwapara Yuga, Lord Krishna took Arjuna to Vaikuntha in the same body. So yes, it's not that this completely, it's not, but there's certain personality that can go there. Very limited, yes. Yeah, Dhruvas Muni has come to Vaikuntha, yes, he's able to go to Vaikuntha and approach Vishnu and come back. So they are able to travel to Japan through system, yes, between spiritual and material. Can Arjuna went in the same body. So there are few, historically, there are few economies. Most of the times, like when we see Lord Brahma praying to, whenever there is trouble, praying to Lord Vishnu, this takes place in the Shiva Sagar. All the demigods get to go to the shore of Shiva Sagar and pray to Lord Vishnu. Now, Shiva Sagar is in this universe, material universe. It's close to, in the planetary system of Dhruva Maharaj, Dhruva Loka, the Shiva Sagar is also there close by, it's where Lord Vishnu resides as Shiva Dakshari Vishnu, in this universe. So all the demigods, when they come and pray, they come to pray to this Vishnu. They don't go to a spiritual world, where in the spiritual world, Lord Vishnu is lying down in the Karnataka Ocean. Three Vishnus have their different that they reside. One resides in the Karna Ocean, which is in the spiritual world, and then the second Vishnu is also comes into this universe as in Garbhodaka Ocean at the bottom. And then the third Vishnu is in Shiva Sagar, which is in the vicinity or the planetary system of Dhruva Loka, where the Shiva Sagar is there. So this is in this universe.
Do you know the meaning of the word Narada Muni? There's a meaning of that?
Yes. The meaning of Narada. What's the meaning? What is the meaning? Nara is refers to Lord Narayan. And Da means a giver, a gives. That personality, he who gives Narayan to others, that's Narayan. So Nara is referred to Narayan. Da is the giver. He who goes and preaches and brings people to Narayan is not that.
You are explaining that grace devotees, they come to deliver the fallen.
Yes.
And compassion, so correct. That's why.
Correct. Anandamayi, what it does, you see time in, time out, always giving Narayan to living entities. That's why it's called Narada. One of the many.
He always gives tips how to escape from prison.
Sorry?
I mean, Narada always gives tips how to escape from prison of Durga Devi.
Correct. Narada Muni gives you a tip how to get out of this cycle of birth and death. It's your right. Correct. Yeah? That is the business of the Vaishnava devotees. Prabhupada came and did the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah? Srila Krishna answered like he did the same thing. All our acharyas, all Krishna's, that's what they do. They give you the key how to get escape the prison. The key is bhakti. Bhakti can be given those who have bhakti. Bhakti comes from bhakti. It's like the Prabhupada said, life comes from life. Bhakti comes from bhakti. Yeah, you may not get bhakti from political leaders or famous personalities or movie actors or movie actors. You may not get that. You will have to get bhakti only comes from bhakti, bhaktas. So these personalities, Naradas, Acharyas, anything, they have the bhakti, they can give to others. Yeah. Alright, Kartha Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Jai.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Jai.
Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai.